On the next episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes,
we will be tasting and discussing these pickle beers today and rating them from High Wire Brewing in Asheville, North Carolina. It is Wickles Pickles, the urban artifact from Cincinnati, Ohio. It's pickled tomato and vegetable goza. Next is Distill in Normal, Illinois, the Sucker Punch Pickles. From Martin House Brewing Company in Fort Worth, Texas, and the Best Made Pickles is their lemonade pickle beer.
The orange pickle beer.
And the strawberry
pickle beer.
Sorry, thank you. The last product is from Pilot Project Brewing in Chicago, Illinois. It's Donna's Pickle Beer Lager with real pickle juice.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, it's time for more suds.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another suds segment where we do not consider ourselves social media influencers.
You?
Unless you count that time that good old boy Dave posted some topless photos of himself and influenced everyone to unfollow him.
That's rude.
You're the one that wrote it.
Well, it was rude of all those people to unfollow me, is what I'm saying.
Oh, it was rude of them, right?
I'm thinking of one clear phrase. Run, Forrest, run.
People love a full figure, is what I thought.
In some countries, you're absolutely
right. And now turn
right
to the right.
Wow. I'm one of your hosts, Good Old Gal Juliana, and joining me today at the table is... Good old boy Mike.
I'm here just because I get to say the word pickle wickles today.
Oh. I think you said it perfectly.
It's all right. It's okay.
It's good old boy Mike.
Good old boy Dave. Hello.
Hey, everyone. Glad to be here. Glad to just participate in the conversation. All right.
Say that now.
Yeah, right. Well, it's summertime, folks, and the living is easy. Maybe too easy. Now, call me a skeptic, but when things go smoothly for too long, I think it means that we're about to make another questionable decision.
Hey, Jed, is your toe been in that bear too long?
See nice. What I mean? See what I mean? That's right, folks. Today's segment is another installment in our long-running series that just never gives up. It's the Summer of Questionable Decisions.
Summer
of Questionable Decisions.
I shake my hips just a little bit more.
Good old boy Dave, why don't you tell us what insane things we're going to be drinking today?
So you do realize that this is called the Summer of Questionable Decisions and not the Summer of Bad Decisions, which actually sounds more appropriate. There's always a chance these pickle beers will be amazing. Oh, did I mention we'll be tasting and discussing some pickle beers today? Good old boy Mike, would you give us today's lineup?
We will be tasting and discussing these pickle beers today and rating them from 1 to 1.5.
1 to -1.
Yes. I just want to make sure that you know why I'm getting to read these, because I can say the word Wickles Pickles correctly. From High Wire Brewing in Asheville, North Carolina, it is Wickles Pickles. The next product is the Urban Artifact from Cincinnati, Ohio. It's pickled tomato and vegetable goza. Okay. All right. That was an interesting marketing meeting. Thanks, everybody, for attending. Next is Distill in Normal, Illinois. Not Bloomington. Normal.
Abnormal, Illinois. They're
both next to each other. Yeah. Are the Sucker Punch Pickles. From Martin House Brewing Company in Fort Worth, Texas, and the Best Made Pickles is the their lemonade pickle beer. So
the and the orange pickle beer
and the strawberry
pickle beer. Sorry,
thank you. The last product is from Pilot Project Brewing in Chicago, Illinois. It's Donna's Pickle Beer Lager with real pickled juice. Okay.
So delicious.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The thing that I need is an exit strategy.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe in about 40 minutes.
Maybe a potty chair.
Yeah. Well, we're going to be tasting these products on the fly, as usual, and giving our tasting notes and rating them from 1 to 5 as we go.
Yes. I have no preconceived judging, you know, adjectives to share with anybody. You're literally gathering our first sip impression with these.
Mike is as fair-minded right now as he has ever been in his life.
One sip or less.
Okay, so the first one up for bids is going to be from Highwire in Asheville, North Carolina, Wickles Pickle Beer.
I mean, it tastes like pickles.
So this is a collab with Wickles Pickles, which actually is a brand. It's a sour ale brewed with cucumbers, dill, coriander, Himalayan salt, and black pepper. 5% ABV.
Now, Mike, you're a foodie. Are you a pickle guy? Like, do you like pickles?
Yeah, I do. You know, I think it really comes back to probably the age. You know, of pickles has, you know, there are certain varieties of pickles I enjoy where they're stored in vinegar longer, you know, like butter pickles. Oh, I like butter pickles that have been aged for like, you know, 3 years even. So, but then there are other varieties of pickle, the fresher, the better, you know, dill, you know, is a common example.
Sure. Like I would go to a deli and get a nice dill pickle with your,
a lot of it is about texture,
with your sandwich. Yeah. That crispy, like.
So the first thing that hit me with this beer was actually the salinity that is, you know, there to greet you and go, welcome to the salt factory.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult for your palate to kind of move on, you know, beyond that.
Yeah.
You could definitely tell it is a base sour beer. It's probably kettle sour. I would guess that.
Yeah. Like a goza, like kettle. Nice dill on the back end, though, I thought. Little bit of the other spices kind of in the middle to me, but it is definitely a salty sucker punch up front.
What is the point of a pickle beer? Like, where, I mean, this is a novelty thing, but where does it land in the scheme of things?
Well, honestly, I was thinking about that as we were charging into this. Where would this show up in BJCP, you know, categories? Is it vegetal? Or would they throw it in, like, whatever the base beer was? So, in this case...
Sour?
They said it was sour beer, but I think this is acidulated malt. I don't think this is infected at all, so...
No, I don't know if it would be, like, a specialty beer, or... I think maybe what you were saying, like a fruit and vegetable beer, I think that's where you'd have to put it.
I have definitely judged some vegetal categories, but I don't recall pickle as one of the beers in any of those competitions.
So. But I mean, honestly, I think that the pickle is a new thing, right? Yeah.
So this one was supposed to have pineapple and jalapeno?
No. That's the next different one.
Beer. Okay.
No, this is just the base.
This is the base Wickles pickles. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm.
So do you get pickle flavor once you get past the salinity?
No.
Okay. You just, it's... It's salinity all day long. It's
salinity all day long. Yeah.
I mean, I can't stop salivating. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. I get salt, and then I get sour beer, and then I get a little bit of dill at the end.
Okay. Mm. So no real pickle juice per se, just sour dill.
Yeah, I don't know that there's pickle... Like this, I don't think this is one of the ones that was made with actual pickle brine in it or anything.
Yeah. And I, you know, if And I'm thinking that the, you know, the base beer, like I said, was, I definitely think it's closer to a Gozer or something made with acidulated malt. It, yeah. At best, it's a 1 year lambic, you know, that you would even be looking at. But I just don't see that playing out.
I think you were right. Your first impression of a kettle sour, because there's not a lot of complexity in it, in the sour beer portion.
It's not even one dimensional. It's half dimensional.
All right.
Okay.
Well, let's rate this up before we,
yeah,
we get to the break
here. So, one. We'll rate it a one.
One and a half or two. Okay, we'll go one.
Okay, we'll go one. But what would we pair?
Needs more pickle.
Oh, okay. Needs more
pickle. Yeah. What would you pair with this that beer, Mike?
Besides an exit strategy, let's see.
Potatoes.
So, something starchy.
Yeah. We'll be back in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Which mom water would this be, Mike?
Exactly.
That explains it.
Matilda.
Welcome back, everyone.
The spicy mom.
Today is a summer of questionable decisions. Yeah. If ever there was one. Ooh. And today we are talking about pickle beers because...
Why not?
That's what all the kids are doing now.
All the kids are running around drinking pickle beers.
Yeah. And nachos here at table 8.
Yeah. So we, right before the break, we talked about the... High Wire Brewing Wickles Pickle Beer. Now we are moving on to another collab with High Wire and Wickles Pickles, and it is the pickle beer with pineapple and jalapeno.
The Hula.
Yes.
So the first thing that jumped out to me is, so there's no pineapple or jalapeno.
Okay.
This is... You know,
there's a little bit of heat that comes off this.
It's so buried and muted, you know, I would not pick up those flavors.
But I guess naturally. Like more to the point though, like where's the pickle?
Yeah, they're
like, I can maybe, if I dig around, I might find a little bit of pineapple and there's a little bit of heat, but like what is pickle related in this beer?
I would, if I were tasting this blind, I would have called it a jalapeno laced Gozer.
Oh.
Yes. Do you even get sour on it though? Like, I don't
know.
I was going to say,
and again, it's that salinity thing. It's not nearly as pronounced as the base beer that we just had.
I would have almost called it like a jalapeno Kolsch or something like something.
So it's very softer than the original.
You know, a lot more crisp, or you know, had a bit more a bittering component to it. Was different. I can definitely, you know, see heading down that landscape to a Kolsch, but I'm good with
or maybe a
thank you for
maybe a pineapple jalapeno seltzer. I don't know.
Don't take this on the boat.
Okay.
Unless you have a better choice.
Well, okay. In the grand scheme of things. You're
going to be taking this back to the
dock. Would you ever... Okay, if you were having pickles, would you put jalapenos and pineapple with it?
No.
In general.
I think that was from the intern from, you know, 2 years ago there at High Wire that came up with that brilliant idea.
Okay. Sure. Okay.
He's now working at a gas station.
Yeah.
He's now. Okay, good. Good.
You want unleaded?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go ahead and rate the Wickle Pickle High Wire Hula Pickle Beer with pineapple and jalapeno. And that's a resounding one. Okay.
That's what I will be doing later after drinking this beer.
Oh, that's so sweet. Okay, so next we're going to go to Urban Artifacts.
Cincinnati.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
The city of Skyline Chili.
Yeah. So this is called Pickle.
Oh, God.
And this is 4.3% ABV. This is an ale brewed with cucumber, and I'm assuming pickles. It says spice, but I'm assuming pickles.
I think it said tomato. I thought it said tomato.
Well, it's classified as a tomato slash vegetal goza.
It's definitely vegetal.
What a huge flavor bomb this is. I don't know who was reacting to it more, myself or Dave, that... Man, this will just absolutely, you know, whip your head around, and not particularly in a good way.
No.
It is super sour up front. Definitely very Gatorade-ish is the best way I could describe it. Has plenty of salinity once again, and I would expect that, you know, with a goza. But the tomato aroma is definitely there.
Yeah.
And that is probably the most surprising thing, because tomato is like one of those, you know, it's like cucumber. You know, it's all aroma-based. And yeah, it's fleeting, and it's always difficult to capture it, you know, in a product itself. Yeah. And tomatoes are the same way. They're more about texture instead of... And aroma than necessarily, you know, anything else that you would have. So it's very difficult to, if you've had a fresh tomato, it's like, you never want to go back.
This makes me think of, like, maybe if you poured a V8, like, you know how
yeah,
you could pour tomato juice in a lager, like make a like a michelada or something,
yes,
you know, yeah, but like if you used a
goza, you could serve this blind on the Michelada episode, yeah, but and I wouldn't have known.
Yeah, but if you used a goza instead of a lager, so you get that kind of funky sour flavor.
That's a great idea. Make a Michelada with goza as a base. That's a stellar plan.
Wow. I didn't say it was a good idea. I just
do not send that product to us to review.
Okay. All right. I mean, yeah.
I'm guessing I know what Mike wants to rate this one. Whoa. Yeah. I didn't know.
Okay.
It's all there.
Okay. The pickleness.
It is what it says it is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. So the pickle from Urban Artifact, we are rating a 3.
Good job, Urban Artifact.
Yeah.
But... You know,
I always like it when, however you described it, it's all there.
Yeah.
You know, it's not always necessarily what I like or don't like. It's like, did you hit the target you're aiming for?
Yeah. And
it totally did there. So,
is there truth in your advertising?
Yeah. I mean, I would question your decision making if you had, you know, other stellar beers at Urban Artifact to pick, you know, from that one.
Like, I just don't see me going up to the bar and, like, you know, let me get a pint of that pickle
beer.
Yeah.
I definitely think that it's you know, a groupthink or peer, you know, that you're just competing with somebody going, oh, you can drink that, I can drink that, moment. I don't see, you know, the vast majority of people going, wow, that was really good at the bar. I'm gonna hop down and buy a 6-pack of that to take it home.
I think if you're at the tap room, you get a pint of this and some cheese sticks, and you finish it, and then you get real food and real beer.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. March is on.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Moving on. Let's go to Normal, Illinois, and let's go to Distill.
Now the aroma on this.
So we're going to go with the Dill Pickle Sour Beer, otherwise known as Sucker Punch. This is 5.2% ABV. Tart, citrusy flavors of a distilled goza combined with the zesty, garlicky flavor of a Sucker Punch Dill Pickle I'm assuming that that's a brand.
Yeah, Sucker Punch Pickles. Yeah.
To create a uniquely delicious knockout flavor experience.
I know exactly what this would remind me of. If somebody took a pack of Smarties and they took a Gatorade and they shoved it into the Gatorade, that is what this tastes like. You have that. A bit of a chalky overtone, you know, to the sour component that's there. But, you know, it's definitely getting there for
it's
sure.
It's very pickly. Like, yep. I can't find the beer, I guess, is my thing. Is like,
is it safe to say that this is the pickliest of the bunch so far?
So far,
I think of the pickle elements, I like this one best.
Okay. We'll be back with more musings in just a minute.
Yeah, we're eating it.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is a summer of questionable decisions, and we are going through the many varieties of pickle beers out there. Mm. I never thought I would have said that.
Thought I would have drunk that.
So right before the break, we started talking about the Distill Dill Pickle Sour Beer. And
true to form, you know, pickle juice for sure. And it's definitely all there. I think this is fairly well executed.
If you're a person who likes, like if you drink pickle juice from the jar, 1,000% you'll like this beer. 100%. 1,000%.
Just interesting what kind of person you would be. But anyways.
I've drank pickle juice from the jar.
Well, I think there's a lot of interesting things that happens in this part of the country. I spent a couple of years working there in Bloomington Normal, land of State Farm Insurance, by the way.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Other than, IU?
There's probably not a lot to do other than...
Either going to school or you're, denying people insurance claims. Yeah.
Oh,
but I mean, that's
one of the other. Yeah.
So that's how Gatorade was invented. Like they were drinking pickle juice because
in Florida,
avoid cramps.
University of Florida, correct. Where Gatorade was actually created. But, the great brewery, they're a Normal. And, I can definitely see that would appeal to a few people that are lost on their way to Springfield.
But if you are like, I have got to have a pickle beer, I would say you're safe bet on that one.
I think this is definitely, you wouldn't walk away and say, oh, that's not
pickle. I couldn't find a pickle in this beer.
Yeah. Now, some of the other ones we've had, it got lost,
So.
All right. Okay. Right up there.
So we are going to rate the pickle beer from Distill a 3.
All right. Look at this.
Yeah.
That's like a 7 from Mike. So
that's, impressive. Yeah. Okay. Moving on. Also from Distill, because we just cannot get enough, we are going to talk about the spicy pickle sour beer.
Dilly dilly.
Wow. Now, this one is 5.5% ABV. Ooh. It's the tart, citrusy flavors of a Distill Goza, which we knew before, combined with Sucker Punch, spicy garlic, pickle brine to create a flavor experience that will hit your taste buds with a wallop.
It's not an experience. That's an e-ticket ride. Look that up, boys and girls. There's definitely a lot going on. this is one of these beers that you need a full restraint, you know.
Think about this one.
You're gonna just you're gonna have one sip of this and go, I got anything else?
I think I'm gonna have to double up on my blood pressure medicine.
Spicy would be the thing that captures your attention. It feels like a bit of a Bloody Mary mix.
Yeah.
Has been, you know, dumped on top of this. You find a lot of the same characteristics you would use in a, you know, Bloody Mary mix that, you know, is the spice that I would describe. That
I think you could add this to a Bloody Mary.
And I agree. Definitely if you want to turn this into a michelada of choice.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
It just simply adds some good tomato juice stacked on top of this.
I think you got something there man. Yeah. No, this is, I liked the other one better. I thought the pickle flavor was better.
I can have two sips of this and be done.
Yeah. The other one
I can actually drink.
And it's not even for me. It's not even just the spiciness, which is definitely there. But I think the pickle flavor in the other one was better for whatever reason, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, these are the pickliest of what we've had thus far.
Oh, by far.
I mean, without a doubt. Yeah.
But again, the thing is that you described it as a spicy pickle sour beer, and you hit that.
It is exactly what it is.
Yeah. I don't think I'd be going back after probably four or five sips of this.
You can't order this or buy it and go, I don't know what they were thinking naming it that.
You know exactly what they were. I mean, it is as advertised. Okay.
Exactly.
And we are going to rate the spicy pickle sour beer from Distill.
And Sucker Punch.
A 3. Now, let's go to the land of Martin House.
Oh, there's no way this is going to work out.
What are you talking about? What are you trying to say, Dave?
I'm trying to say that, you know, I keep on waiting to have something amazing coming out of the state of Texas across the board. Great coffee, great tequila, great whiskey.
I will say this. Beer. One of our previous episodes, Martin House provided the beer of the show with their Doppelbach that was made for the Toadies. So... excuse me.
So this is a lemonade pickle beer.
I smell lemon.
4.7% ABV.
Oh boy. And Best Made Pickles is a pickle brand out of Houston or Galveston.
I'm going to describe it as a heavy citrus overtone. It's like halfway between a lemon and a lime.
It's made in Texas by Texans.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Can we take this back?
It's lemony. It is very lemony.
Very lemony. This is definitely... oh, I was going to say lemonade. There it is. Lemonade. Pickle beer.
Lemonade pickle.
But more lemonade than pickle.
It's like a very strong lemon goza. Is what
this is. I was going to say it was it's a country trying... lemonade that got jacked up.
Because there's some salinity.
There is. Very faint. Probably, you know, out of balance would probably be the thing that I would say about this. Okay. It's just because the lemonade is so dominating on this.
Yeah.
Everything else has just kind of been moved to the background at best.
It's like salty lemonade.
No orange.
Yeah.
I would have never thought of putting lemons with pickles, you know, because a pickle is such a strong flavor to begin with. And then to add a lemon, which is also a strong flavor.
Yeah.
That's kind of, yeah.
It's like you're doubling up on the tartness.
Or something, right? Yeah. That's, okay. Well, what do you think, Dave?
I think my stomach hurts.
Good.
No, fine one.
We are going to rate the Martin House Lemonade pickle beer a 1.
Yeah, and for me it was... I just think you missed what you were describing it as. You know, if you just said it was a lemonade, you know, lemonade goza. Beer or lemonade goza, maybe I could buy that. But no, no, there's...
Don't hide the pickle. Wait.
Are you sure about that, Dave? Well,
I mean, unless you're actively playing a game of hide the pickle.
I'm just saying that my primary objective was a good exit strategy, and I'm feeling the need... for this to accelerate.
So after the show, guys, we're going to play hide the pickle.
As Dave just said, said the word hide the pickle, I'm like, yeah.
I think we found the title for this episode.
You know, yeah. I have absolutely discovered that I need to accelerate my exit strategy.
Okay, fine. Next, let's another beer from Martin House, because they were kind enough to provide not one, but at least a couple of different types of pickle beers. This one is the orange pickle.
So beer. Salty.
So, again, I say orange with pickle.
It's so orange. It's like the lemonade thing all over again, but with orange.
But why?
Why not?
Okay.
Oh. This is the strawberry pickle, right?
No, this is the orange. This is the orange.
Okay.
We haven't gotten to the strawberry yet.
See, Mike can't even keep up with the fruits. Yep.
We'll be back with more in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Welcome back, everyone. Today is the summer of questionable decisions, and the questionable decision today is drinking a whole lot of pickle beers.
Dilly dilly.
Or something. Right before the break, we started talking about the orange pickle beer from Martin House in Fort Worth, Texas.
And Best Made Pickles.
And Best Made Pickles. So, Mike.
Yeah. Tell us about it, Mike.
I don't get the orange at all in this. I mean, it is still very lemony. Very
lemony?
Yeah, it is a very sour, a touch of salinity off of it. Yeah, I just, no.
It tasted orange to me, but it was the same story as the lemon beer. Like, correct. It was just so citrus, so like whatever the fruit was, like I don't know where any pickle is other than it's just salty. It's like the first one was salty lemonade, this one was salty orange juice.
Okay.
And maybe a little sour somewhere in there, but
But why, for the love of everyone, would you put oranges with pickles?
Well, like, have you guys had Best Made Pickles? I don't know that I've ever tried them. I'd like to know what they taste like. Or I don't know that I've had that brand. Have you had like the Sucker Punch pickles that with the steel? Or
no, yeah. I don't think I have.
Have you had the Wickles pickles?
I've had Wickles pickles. Okay. They're pretty good.
Okay.
Gotcha.
But
okay.
I will add being a connoisseur of pickles to my
you vast should list you could of, be a pickle judge at,
yes oh jeez
Mike's
I just heard my head explode.
Mike's seen a lot of pickles. He could probably judge them pretty well.
I could judge a lot of things from 50 yards or less.
Wow.
But okay. You know,
okay. Yeah.
I'm impressed by the salinity. It's a lot of salinity.
I'm so dry. I just think they missed the mark with this.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Martin House orange pickle beer, we are going to rate a 1.
Make more Doppelbock, Martin House.
Yeah. Now, last but certainly not least from Martin House, we are going to go with the strawberry.
If you thought lemon was a weird choice to add to pickles, or that orange was maybe not so great,
let's go to Strawberry Land. Yes, and let's do the strawberry pickle.
This is all there. You definitely pick up the strawberry in the aroma.
I smell the strawberry. Yeah.
All day long.
Plus, I smell the goza or the sour.
You know, here. It doesn't taste flavored up. So I would say the quality of the flavoring here is
it's crazy. This might be the best one.
I mean, I don't think they used whole fruit with this, but you could convince me that, you know, they've really come very close to replicating.
Yeah.
If you had to definitely put strawberries into a pickle beer, that it would be all there, because it is all there for this.
And it actually lets some of the pickle flavor come through. Because it's not just salty. It's like there's some strawberry, then it's sort of a salty pickle flavor, and then it's kind of moves on.
So far, this is my favorite out of the flight we've had today. Wow. It's very well balanced as well.
Okay.
It's not like the strawberry is stepping in like, you know, the high C guy and just, yeah, I'm here. You know, it's provided enough, you know, room for all of these things to be there, but, you know, pretty and really good harmony. So I'm
shocked.
I'm gonna definitely say this is a drinkable beer.
Wow. So from Martin House, this strawberry pickle beer that's also made with Best Made Pickles, we are going to rate a 3.
Wow. Are any food pairings coming to mind with any of these beers, Mike? Or,
well, I think you need something that's going to stand up to the intense tartness. So you need something that is going to be sugar or fatty.
I was gonna say, like, it has to be something with no salt in it. Kind of.
I think you need a soft cheese. Would be probably at the top of my list, a really great brie, a really great camembert, but nothing that you would go down the path like a Parmesan or a Pecorino or something that, you know, there's really heavy, you know, salt overtone, you know, to that cheese.
Yeah, you don't want to add more salt to this.
You need something that's just, again, going to be very, you know, kind of fatty on your palate to actually compete with a lot of the salinity, you know, that you're going to see in a bunch of these beers. I can definitely see some people pounding a bag of Cheetos, you know, with a bunch of these. I know, I laugh. But, you know, I think that it's just going to, you need something that's just not going to compete with this much salt. I think it's really the key thing.
Yeah. It's got to be, I think, to your point, something with a lot of fat in it. And a lot
blackberry
of
cobbler.
Yeah.
You know,
a cheesecake.
I guess maybe, which
is a weird, that's a
very
weird,
strange combo.
That is very strange.
But it would cut through that salt.
Yes. All that milk fat and sugars, you know, in a, yep.
And the salt in the beer would actually maybe enhance the flavors of the dessert a little bit, too.
I don't think I'd go after anything that's going to bring any bitterness, like a chocolate. You know,
I think that would actually,
that would take it down the wrong path.
Yeah.
I think cream is cream milk. I think that's where you got to go.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting.
Next beer.
Interesting.
The last beer.
Oh, last beer. Yes. Okay. Quickly. So from Pilot Project Brewing in Chicago, Illinois, this is Donna's Pickle Beer Lager. So it's a lager with real pickle juice.
I think this is a great beer. I don't know that I would describe this as a pickle beer. This tastes like a good lager that has some additional flavoring that's been added to it.
Yeah.
The pickle juice doesn't come in and club this.
It's more like a cucumber lager to me, because there's no real dill or salt. Like the brininess of the pickle is not.
No, I'm not getting the salinity that I have with the others.
Super light.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we are going to rate Donna's pickle beer a 2.
Need a little more zhuzh to it, I think.
And I've seen this around town a lot. Yeah, a lot. Well, folks, that's going to do it. The things we do for our fans. Yes. Whew. No offense. I'm glad this episode is over. It's a lot of saltiness. Well, anyways, good boy, Mike. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for joining us on this episode of Sips, Suds, and Smokes. Come back and check out any of other past episodes as well. I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Good boy, Dave. Thanks so much for being here.
Dilly dilly.
Of course. This is good old gal Juliana. Thanks so much for joining us. Keep on chugging.
Use hand puppets with that when you say dilly dilly.
Only under the table.
Really?
And not my hands.
Not like a class or something. Like, say dilly dilly better, you know?
Dilly dilly.
Oh boy, waiting for the next episode. Bye, folks.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.